I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. A deadly earthquake has residents of Sumatra, Indonesia on edge. 85 people were killed by Tuesday's two quakes. Hundreds were injured and thousands fear more quakes. However, AMG International's work was spared from damage, death, or injury. AMG's Roger Thomas says they provide food, funding, and more for the area. Thomas says it's door-opening work in a Muslim culture.
They are receptive to our help and to the presentation of the gospel along with that. And many have responded to the Christian message and have come to Christ. So therefore, we follow that up with church planters that begin churches.
Go to our website if you'd like to help. Next, there's more evidence Uzbekistan is taking a more hardline approach against Christians. Voice of the Martyrs received photographs of police officers interrogating believers in and around a church in Karshi, Uzbekistan. Last week, police burst into the service, confiscated literature, and interrogated members. The church isn't registered with the Uzbek government. Pray that believers will be protected and that they'll have opportunities to witness to police and court officials. And a simple bag can bring a family to Christ. 29,000 Easter bags from Here's Life Inner City will be distributed this year in the U.S. Here's Life's Ted Gandy says bags are the first step.
The great thing about this is that it's an empowerment tool. The whole concept is to help the inner city churches that are in those communities 24/7 reach out to those in need around them.
$7.50 provides a bag. You can visit our website to donate. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Back to the Bible's making available Woodrow Kroll's book, Little People, Big God. Stories of little superstars in the Bible that had a big impact on their world. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.